Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business African Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. Barbara Friedberg tries to bring some order. She does her best, alas. Barbara, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please, and tell us how we can find your books.
You can find my books on Amazon. You can find more about me at Barbara Friedberg Personal Finance or at RoboAdvisor Pros.
RoboAdvisor Pro, that's your program. That's your widget, isn't it? Your wizard.
Yeah, that is my website, RoboAdvisor Pros. Great site for any of you that want to get into investing on the cheap.
It's really important, folks. In fact, you launched it on my show a couple of years ago. So folks, check
that
out.
Give
us the website again.
We'll be celebrating a 5-year anniversary coming very, very soon.
Congratulations. RoboAdvisors. What is it again?
Pros.
RoboAdvisor Pros.com. So check it out. Barbara, I can't let you get away without talking about the stock market. I mean, sometimes I look at the stock market and I say, are they watching the same ball game as the rest of us? What do you think?
Well, I think it's very confusing because the economy is in a little bit of a slump right now, and yet the stock market is booming, and that makes no sense at all to really any of us. And what that's telling you is if you have money that you don't need for the next 5 to 10 years and you want to grow your wealth, the stock market really is very, very volatile. But over the long term, your returns have grown average 7 to 9% over various periods during the last 100 years.
Yeah.
So it's a good place to invest for long-term money. If you're scared about the drops and the rises, that's the price you pay to earn the higher return.
Well, and this is
and
where you this is where people like you help them find stable, sustainable investments. Companies that are going to stand the next 5 years, not the ones who were a part of the past. You know, the ones that are, God help Hertz and the cruise lines, people like that. You know, focusing on the future. That's what you need to be doing, isn't it?
Well, what I really suggest for people, for 99.9% of the public, is invest in something that is called an index fund, a Standard & Poor's index fund. And all that means is you're buying a little bit of the biggest companies in the country. And that way, if one of them suffers, well, the rest of them are going to buoy up your investment return. So it's a stock market index fund.
All right. And you said earlier, if you got several years that you don't need the money, you almost need to keep putting the money in and not even watching it, right? I mean, wouldn't you be better off if you just said,
absolutely,
okay, I'm going to put a calendar note. I'm going to put an alarm on my calendar for 2025, and when it goes off, I'll check my indexes. What do you think?
That's great advice. Yes, that is great advice. Because the stock market goes up and down, and it can drive you crazy if you're watching it every day. And you don't need to. You just need to make sure that you're investing regularly through your 401k, through an IRA, through an investment account. And then just let the money grow as the U.S. and global economies grow.
It's really the only way. It's one of the only ways, I should say, that small business owners, small people, little guys, can put a nickel and a dime in every month and grow it into dollars and $100. But I do have to come back, though, Barbara, and give a shout-out to real estate. I'm a horrible saver, but I'm one hell of a payment mortgage maker. And in time, you pay the darn thing off, and it belongs to you. And so I'd like to talk to people about balancing their investments. And if you can make a little payment to an investment program, you can also make a little payment to a mortgage. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I agree. I think you want to be diversified. And you want to own stocks, bonds, real estate. You can actually invest in real estate through the stock market as well.
That's right.
If you don't have enough money to pay for a down payment on a small apartment building or a rental house.
Probably don't need to invest in offices for the future, though, right, Barbara? Hey, Barbara, I need the website. One more time on the website, please.
Robo Advisor Pros.
All right, folks, check
you
it out. You'll be glad you did.
You can find me at Robo Advisor Pros or Barbara Freeberg Personal Finance.
Thank you, Barbara, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.